Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
All right, off we go. Once again. Don't forget we owe you a Guadalupe Squares today because we forgot time got screwy Friday. We didn't even do it, Brett. You
people
left.
And we're
like, you know, we'll just do it again. We'll do it Monday morning. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were so late. People were angry. Were there riots in the streets?
There were.
People were very, very
still
upset
protesting.
About this. Yeah.
You a-holes just took vacation. You can't come back and not give me the Guadalupe
We were so
Squares.
Filled with content Friday that it bumped our last event.
I tried saying that.
Yeah.
Like,
nah.
I don't want to hear that.
It's like having a great comedian on at the end of the Tonight Show, and then he's like, we ran long with Jack Nicholson, so what are you going to do? We had our Michael Jackson and
he
his
got
son.
Bumped.
He got bumped. We had to bump him. We'll have him back Monday. So we'll do it. Look, you'll get... Look, mother... We'll get your stupid thing. It's free. Shut up.
What a way to start your week on a Monday.
Now, what'd you pay for it? How much is out of your pocket, bitch?
wrong Monday to start
yeah,
chatting
you don't
want to
start
John.
Screwing around with me, dry shampoo. Tell me about it.
High lift.
You know what? I don't think you guys did enough. Hey, how much did this whole program cost your ass? Shut up. It's basically the soup kitchen of entertainment. You take what we hand out. Knock it off. I need a high lift. I got Monday Night Football tonight. Cardinals and Cowboys.
Oh, you got Monday Afternoon Football.
And Monday Afternoon Football. You got that weird 1 o'clock game today. That Bills and who are they playing? Chiefs. Yeah, Chiefs. Yeah. That's a good game. There you go.
They're allowed to play?
Currently.
Okay.
Things could change in the next 5 to 10 minutes.
If Saban can just get a test at noon on Saturday and drive a bus to the game, he's fine.
It's all right. The whole thing's over. Trust me. I spent a whole weekend in the North Country where it is a hoax to them. And I tried to find numbers on like Sholo's numbers on – I don't think they keep them. He had a cold. That guy had a cold. I think that's just you get a cold and die from it or not. That's basically their coronavirus. But there's no real fear.
We ain't got none of that up here.
Yeah, we don't. You know, we ain't what do you call it? Homosexuals. So we don't have those problems. I call. Oh, okay. So it's a gay thing. Well, it's a Chinese gay thing. You walk around with that diaper on your face like some sort of a queer bait. You're probably going to end up sick. I just suck in everything. The things I got in my body are so much worse than the COVIDs. It's ridiculous. And again, the Jews are involved. The COVIDs family comes in and messes up it all. So, yeah, I don't think they really even concern themselves. They watch the news like, what's going on that planet? Because it's a different planet up north.
The other thing they know is not to leave their laptop at a repair place and forget about it.
Is this a Joe Biden thing?
Between the masks.
I had to have that explained to them. But, yeah, what the hell, laptop? Is that what queer baits use to communicate? Yeah, it is. And that's a little more backwards than they actually are. They have internet and computers. But, yeah, so that's what I'm convinced. Half of what I'm convinced of, and we talked about it, is when I had my face shield on at the Safeway. And the guy that walked by and go, exact laugh. Pointing to me 10 feet outside my car, first person I see in the whole scene, that'll work. He's mocking me. Yeah, you're going to die from it. I think he went over and he goes, which car is yours? It's the white Jeep. I'm going to stab it because I stab all homo cars, and you're clearly one. Okay. And I think someone stuck something in my tire. Those tires are too big. To have that just
did it look like a meat cleaver or anything? Could you identify the object?
Giant. Well, I went back later on that same road to see because whatever was in the road, and there was a big metal like boomerang. It looked like a big switchblade. silver. But I'm like, I don't even know if that's the thing it was. Because when it hit the ground, it made like the road like dust. It was a big chunk of something. So, whatever. It was just weird. But they, yeah, they're not paying much attention. And the discount tire guy had, they got the plexiglass up. And that's corporate stuff. And they got their masks kind of on mainly as goatees. Kind of hanging.
Chin diaper?
It's a chin diaper, but it's a little more higher. Yeah, it goes up above their bottom lip.
They almost lick their lips with it.
And then I have my I'm the only guy there with this.
The game changer?
I use the other one with a headband.
Oh, gotcha.
A face thing. And I'm talking to him through the plexiglass.
With the 70s headband.
Yeah, I look like John McEnroe with the dental degree. So I'm talking, and I'm like, it's all echoing back to me. I can't hear a thing. You got the plexiglass in between him and me. He's got his mask on. And he's like, I can't hear you. I'm like, I can't hear you. Time to run out of this. My dry shampoo. What the hell's dry shampoo? I don't know. And then he takes his mask down, and he leans to the other side of the plexiglass, and I pull the stupid dental cap off, and I lean to the side of the plexiglass.
It's over.
I got a goddamn flat tire.
Why didn't you say so?
Well, what the hell's with the? Why are you in a bubble? I'm not. I think I have to be in a bubble.
You're like, just do it. And you come out, and the Jeep's got new pink rims on there.
Well, because you're homosexual, clearly we decided to doll it up a little for you there, sister.
Looks like a Mary Kay vehicle.
Yeah, well, we were just assumed you'd have preferred this,
since it is that you dabble with man's butt.
But no, I like the whole thing. And so there I am sitting outside, beautiful day, with my headband clear mask backwards and up. That's because I didn't want. You can't just hold one of those things. I'm sitting in a chair by myself, and I'm like, so it's just this big fin off the back of my head, and people walking by looking like, don't just go.
Must be a cyclist.
And no one, by the way, no one at Sholo Discount Tire knows their own name. They'll come out because there's a.
It's on their shirt.
No. The people who work there. Yes, talking about the customers, Richard. Gotcha. You could work there after that display. So the guy, there's like 30 people standing outside and probably 30 people in the lobby. This is the busiest Discount Tire I've ever been to. And the people outside all just milling around waiting for their name
like
to get
restaurant.
Called.
Like a restaurant.
Yeah. And if you come out and go, Roger, every one of them gets up. Roger. No. I need someone named Roger. Oh, okay. And then one guy, man, Roger, is it me? Like, do you know how this works? And then they put that thing over their chin and walk in.
Couple of guys just respond, just in case. It's like, hey, I got a free car out of that deal one time. That's me. That's my car. He drives off with it. Not even his.
Also, I think that Discount Tire is the home of the disgruntled customer, because people would go in. Like, one guy walked by him, and he goes, man, place is packed. Goes in, opens the door. He goes inside for a second. He's one of those dudes that's got one of those jackets that's kind of pleather. It's got some denim
doesn't
on
quite
it.
Close.
It's got a weird chain off the... Goes, it hooks to itself like it's got this weird chain on. It's kind of a
like
biker.
A pocket watch.
I don't know. Yeah, like the old pocket watch is only a little more aggressive. And he gets out of this truck and he goes, ah, it's very packed in here. And then he comes out. He goes, mother, I hate these mother. And he shuts the door and he storms back to his car. And he either got a bad quote.
Or the weight
was killing him. Or it was because it was probably 4 at that point. They closed at 5 and they're like, we're not taking anybody new now. You can't show up at 4 and see this sea of humanity and assume. They were really, by the way, though, I don't know how those guys do it. That place was killing it. And every one of those employees was nice.
There's a reason why it's packed, but their services, I've always been.
Oh, discounts always been. And the one by my house over here on Camelback, they've got that air check thing. It's like they're giving away money.
Right.
There's a line.
They're on the main street.
It's incredible what an attractive feature it is to get your air tire, air pressure check.
They had to paint a lane over by ours so that people would get
on the street?
Well, in the parking lot. Oh. But they did paint it in the parking lot.
It's between Dutch Brothers and Discount Tire that I think all accidents
are caused. At least they don't talk to you at Discount Tire.
That's true. We got 4 of them. Yeah. One. All of them are good except one.
They're doing air checks at Dutch Brothers now.
Oh, that's smart because it brings the people in. I've never seen anything like it. But yeah, this Discount Tire in Sholo is the one to be. I mean, the guy who owns that. It's the satellite. It's the company that put it there.
John, you and your hoity-toity ways. How else are you supposed to kiss your cousin in Sholo with the mask on?
That's a good point.
Why the diaper is there.
That's a good point. And a lot of pregnant Mormons up there in Sholo.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Trump supporting pregnant Mormons running around up there with a belly full of babies and like four on each arm. They got babies all over the place and some guy sitting in a brand new F-350, just glorious. And I'm like, I don't know where you make enough money to support what you got going on, but good on you. I own this discount tire. I'm like, that'll do it because you're rolling in millions just every Saturday. Yeah, it was a weird weekend. But I will say this, 75 degrees makes everything better. Because if it was raining or if it was hot, you'd have had a lot of angry people getting angrier. But and it just sits there, and all the old guys just stand there and wait for a name to be announced. With Tyler.
Tyler!
And they just get up and start walking. No, sir, no. We need a man.
To the light. Follow the light.
No, don't follow the light either. Just have a seat. Wait for your name.
Or he said, wait for a name.
No, wait for your name to be called.
Oh, okay.
But they're calling names.
Sure enough, the second. And the worst one was, John. And I look around, I'm like, well, that's me. I get up, I'm like, I'm John. And then you're like, I'm John. And another guy comes running out of the thing.
That's me.
Which one? It's like, John Dukeson. Ah! It's like they won something.
Come on down.
And that guy had to back a side-by-side out of a truck. That took 20 extra minutes. Oh, it was crazy. Crazy. And then just, you know.
Maybe they should get a DJ for the lobby in the waiting area.
They could.
Spinning tins.
Well, there's a Starbucks right next to it now.
Oh.
And the tow truck driver that took me over there goes, I don't know if we're going to be able to get your car in the parking lot. We're halfway there. And I'm like, why? We might have to leave it out on White Mountain Road. And I'm like, no. We're not doing it. Well, I don't know if I can't get in that parking lot. Like, why couldn't you get into a parking lot? It's not that
How
big a truck.
How skilled are you?
Because you ain't been to this discount tire yet. I'm like, oh, that's true. And he goes, and they built a Starbucks next to it, which is just as long as it's open, there's 7,000 cars waiting for a thing.
You like that Starbricks.
So
it's good.
We pulled in and we left my Jeep way off in the back edge of the parking lot. I can't get any closer than this. I'm like, this is craziness.
I didn't think hillbillies drank Starbucks. Oh, I mean, is that for the tourists coming
it's
through?
Not hillbillies. Or? Yeah. It's all the people that do Airbnbs. That we got to get up to the mountain.
Okay, so it's all the tourists.
It's
then.
That.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Just get out of this weather and go up to that discount tire and mill around.
I go to Circle K to get my coffee.
Just love the discount tire in Sholo. I just can't get enough. We just get new tires for fun.
And all you hear is murmurings in the parking lot. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, that's all you heard.
These mother robbing me blind.
City folk.
And we are driving them nuts, us Phoenicians. This place is packed with you idiots having gay sex in our houses from May until October. We're not all gay. You're city people. You're all gay.
R2.
Into your homo them they and LGBT QBCDFG. I don't know what you got going on. All supportive of third bathrooms. And well, not all of us are gay. You're all gay or you live here, one or the other.
Don't forget your mask.
Yeah. Go put your catcher over your face there, gay. All right, thank you. Trump 2020. I go, all right. They are Trump fans. Big time.
We got an angry letter on our door. Uh-oh. Actually, I shouldn't say angry letter. It was a flyer, propaganda flyer.
All right.
Double-sided with a lot of angry words about Joe Biden.
No kidding.
Placed there by about a 68, 70-year-old man at about 5 a.m. He papered our neighborhood.
Just saying how cruddy Joe
one
Biden
of our,
is.
Yeah, one of our neighborhoods. Lisa saved it.
Oh, yeah, you got to save that.
Yeah.
I found out Nancy Pelosi lives in our neighborhood.
I saw that picture.
She sent a picture of Halloween decorations that now have political names attached. And the skeleton
with a wig on it.
Says Nancy Pelosi on it. Because that's not
going to
get
sitting at a table.
Yeah, It is divided, that's for sure, but not out there in Sholo. It's a united area. I did see a couple of Biden-Harris things in the front yard. Queers. But what are you going to do? There's
I told
a couple
Lisa,
of
that's why that's why we got trouble. Now you put a Biden-Harris sign in our yard, and now we've got it.
Did she?
Yep.
She put a Biden-Harris sign in your front yard?
She put like four. We got like four different, not Biden-Harris signs. One Biden-Harris sign.
And 208.
And 208, a couple for the Mesa School Board.
And then one that says my husband's a homo.
Yep. I was okay with that one after all the others.
Just to make sure
yep.
that the Trumpies don't come through and just torch the place.
Yep.
Like, we admit it. You don't spray paint our house. We've got a sign up that says so.
But she sparked something because on our street now, littered with lawn signs.
With Bidens? Or you have computers?
No. Oh, yeah. Competing.
Yeah. My neighborhood's all full of competition.
Yeah.
Like the one guy's down there. There's a gay couple, not just in my cul-de-sac, but down the street, and they've got Biden stuff in their front yard. Well, next door, two Trump 2020 big flags went on either side of the garage. So then a couple days after, the gays have a big Biden 2020 thing, big flag hanging off their house, and I'm like, it's like the Avenue of Flags now. And more signs in their front yard. These people behind them now have a Trump 2020 thing. The people across the street are Biden Harris. The whole neighborhood is about to erupt in violence.
I got
to
be honest. I wish I'd have gotten one of those pop-up Trump stands that goes in the parking lot of the Safeway because they are killing it.
Oh, yeah. the people, my friends that watched my dog, Dutchie, we took Dutchie to their house. And they live up in North Scottsdale. And if you've been on Scottsdale Road, the Trump pop-up that's out there is huge, and it's busy.
It's like a car sale.
Yeah, and I said, let's get one for Michael and Troy, our gay neighbors, and then at night we'll put the biggest banner we can find, and I'll cut the T out. We'll just go Rump 2020 for this.
That'll kill us.
Like, that'd be hilarious, though.
The crazy part is, like, in all these years, we've never had presidential merchandise sold
not
on
like
the
this.
Corners.
I you mean, know,
we've
they
had
did.
The Chia Pets.
Remember
Chia
Obama had one.
Remember in Tampa? That whole, all the t-shirts, like the airbrushed t-shirts we saw with Obama, that was crazy.
But
this is like pop-up stores and trailers.
And multiples.
Like, yeah.
I remember Obama had one in Mesa that was an Obama pop-up, but it wasn't like this. The store in Sholo is brick and mortar. It's a Trump support
Wickenburg's
store.
Got one, too. That's
did Obama have the Punisher sign?
Yeah.
Trump on that? I saw that shirt. Right. I went by and looked at, man, they are going after.
It's full. It's weird. We're getting closer and closer to the crazy, but I mean, it was on display. And then you know, you go, my dad's party, all the Sholo people I knew immediately because he would come out and go, "You're Dan's boy." I'm like, "Yeah." That handshake starts coming at you. And you're like, "I don't know, Cole. You're not one of them. Believes in that." And all of a sudden, you're questioning
your
manhood. And the next thing, you're shaking somebody's hand. And then I'm putting hand sanitizer on immediately, which I've been doing for years.
Yeah.
After I shake hands with all the ghouls at concerts and stuff, and I've got my tube attached to me. What do you got there? Hand sanitizer? I'm like, yeah, I don't know where you. I don't even know you. Where you've introduced yourself to me?
Queer bait.
And you which get one's away with your boyfriend? I'm like, why is everybody who doesn't want to die gay?
Get away with occasional knuckles on some.
I didn't. I knucked it up a few, but then the drinking started, and you got some guy you've never met before sitting next to you going, I live right up the street over here. I'm like, oh, great. Got Giuliani spitting all over me now. We live up on Turkey Creek Heaven Hole. What the hell road is that? We named it ourselves. And they're drunk, and their eyes aren't working, and they're an inch from you, and they're, I love you, buddy. I love you so much. Your dad's good people. I'm like, I don't know your name. Stop loving me.
Want a dance, fag?
Yeah. It was the whole weekend, Brady. You wanna live and not get sick?
Yeah.
Queer? Stop it. What does that have to? Maybe I am gay. Who cares? I want to live. Yeah, I know why too. No. You don't want to die till you've had every single crank in your hand. Hey, that's not it. It's not. You're way off base. Anyway, what are you going to do? It was interesting, to say the least. And then I start the day with this news story. I'm going to out your girlfriend there, Lisa, Richard, because...
Yeah, I texted it to her already.
So you've... the funny thing was, there's a thing that says, this is her last name is Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Montgomery to be first female federal inmate executed in 67 years. And then on first glance, there's a similarity,
from
right?
A distance.
You see her every day. Yep. I don't see her that much. So I'm like, whoa, I can see it. Like, that's her prison hair. And I start laughing a little bit because I'm like, all right. And then Brett says, good. Because that's how he starts all the sentences. He goes, I didn't expect Lisa to be the former wife of Toledo, the first one to be executed. Like, if you're going to, like, you've got two prisoners under your belt, basically.
Right.
I mean, figure if either of them.
Apparently, I've got a type.
You're going to pick between Dawn and Lisa being which one gets executed by the state first. Oh, Dawn,
oh,
for sure. She's got a history. Like, she's been in the Who's Cow.
Yes.
Lisa's, no. First one is getting cooked. And I saw that
it's
headline and
the
I looked at it.
Ones,
I'm like,
John.
Oh, man. And that's the bad thing for you is that when I saw it,
I didn't, I wasn't, there was no shock. I'm like, oh, they finally caught Lisa's, Toledo's new one. Right. Not only is she going to jail, she's getting fried.
Toledo's quietly teaching away fifth grade.
Right, for now.
He's like, ah, oh, jeez, now I got to change my caged heat profile.
Right, where are you meeting these ladies? She strangled a woman in Missouri in 2004 and then stole her unborn baby. I don't even know how you do that.
Carved it out like a pumpkin?
It fell out, so I took it.
Well, while I was strangling her, popped out. But then it's a born baby. So, yeah, she reached in there and got her. She's in Terre Haute, Indiana. Montgomery's lawyers have long argued she has brain damage. Well.
Shocking.
Yeah, we know that. She'll become the first woman executed in the U.S. government since Bonnie Brown Hitty in December 1953. She kidnapped and killed a six-year-old heir of an automobile tycoon. I want more on this whole... Oh, okay, this is it. Barr says the crime was especially heinous. Montgomery, Toledo's girlfriend, sliced open the belly of a lady, took the daughter after she'd strangled her to death. So it was a...
C-section.
Yeah, she got a... yeah. That's what that's called. Yeah. Want to keep that honey hole intact, unfortunately. Choked her out instead of using anesthesia. And did her in. So they're going to execute Toledo's chick. The second one. First one was just, financial world crimes. This one's, maybe that's, wait a minute, what year was that?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to do the math on Christopher.
Mm. You said 2004, right? Yeah.
Oh, it was 2004. How old is Christopher?
16.
Oh, hello. This is the C-section baby.
Funny thing about that was Chris comes home from his dad's last night. First thing he does is he shows mom. Mom? Shows her that article.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about nothing.
You ever live in Terre Haute?
Keep it shut.
Were you in Missouri?
Yeah.
Did you,
You said I was born in Mesa.
Did you slice me out of a drifter?
Yes. It's time you knew.
Okay. I don't know how, I've never heard the phrase stole the unborn baby before, but there it sits in front of me. Is Kreischer calling in this morning?
Not this morning. Reached out to him personally. We're going to try and get him later in the week.
No. What happened?
Well, he's using a company today. So they got booked up. So we'll be better off if we can get him later in the week.
And he's all right with that. Yeah, because he's asked me Friday if Kreischer
was going to. Spend more time.
Yeah. Cool. That's good.
Yeah.
So we can kind of keep it relaxed there.
Yeah.
All right. I got that.
Not have to be interrupted.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of those. The one thing that he's running, the cabin.
That's the one he's calling in for.
Yeah.
It is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure it's good. Bert's always funny. Cardinals and Cowboys tonight on Monday Night Football. That'll be exciting because it's the first one without Dak, so you get the red rifle there. Brady used to love the red rifle.
Riffle.
Loved him. When Brady was a Bengals fan that year, he loved him some red rifle. I am beaming because football yesterday couldn't have been better. After my cruddy Saturday, Sunday was just like, man.
Destruction.
If the Steelers get beat and I have to drive home thinking about all this. And then if Megan would have hit me with the I found my dry shampoo anyway thing, I'd be like, they just went and.
You were kind of prepped for it, though.
What, the loss?
Yeah,
no,
like the way the weekend was going.
Yeah,
little bit going into it.
I was pessimistic but that was still not going to make me feel okay with anything.
Right.
Had they gotten the brakes beaten off of the Browns, who remain the Browns, was just such a great feeling. So, I'm sailing. This is just
put Baker Mayfield back in his place.
Oh.
I almost felt bad for the guy.
I don't. I woke up feeling dangerous. Lay down, kid.
Fearful, maybe.
Yeah. And now, you woke up feeling
crushed.
That the day was dangerous. That is not the time to go out against that tip. That was just fun.
Aaron Rodgers got crushed.
Yeah, fun all day long. I don't know.
Great day.
And Bill Belichick lost to the Broncos after he cheated the system with his fake COVID test to get an extra week to get Cam back, and it didn't work. And the Broncos beat them in a terrible game. Like, they have no offense at all.
Bengals had a great game.
Yeah, then they lost that game. It was awesome.
I said that right when it was 21-0.
No, they're going to lose that game. They're the Bengals.
I texted two other guys, go, watch.
Yeah, you
enjoy.
Don't, yeah, enjoy the meltdown. The Colts are a much better team. I don't even know how they jumped them that quickly, but It's just a great day all the way around. And the Eagles almost beat the Ravens, which would have just been the complete just so good.
That would have been toast.
I'd be floating. I'd have floated in. I would have just said, I'm not even going to use a car. I'll just hover into work.
On today. Rims.
Yeah. So Cardinals and Cowboys tonight. Yeah. Just, my tire wouldn't have been flat anymore because it would have been so light. Just come right in. So it's going to be interesting. And it is kind of neat to have, I will say that, the Cardinals being a marquee team going into Monday Night Football. Now, again, don't get it all twisted. I still hate them, as I do every other team in the NFL. Frank Caliendo has no concept of that. He texted me yesterday. He's like, I don't know how you hate all 31 other teams. I'm like, I hate – you can't hate them all. I'm like, I hate all of them except one. I don't like any – I don't have a second favorite. I'm not – I just hate them all. I am singularly focused on the Steelers being the team I support. So he texts me and he goes, Aaron Rodgers can't act on State Farm. But if he was a Steeler, because I just text back, I effing hate that guy. And he goes, oh, but if he was a Steeler, would his acting improve? And I'm like, he'd be the best actor. He'd be Clio Awards. He'd be getting all sorts of stuff. What don't you get? And he goes, that's just stupid. So you just support the team. I'm like, yeah. If they got Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't be happy about it.
If he was on your team and he was in that commercial, you'd be laughing at that commercial.
Right. It's a great spot, man. Hey, by the way, when did Jake from State Farm go from being the doughy white weird dude to this
buff,
yoked black guy getting gallons of free ranch dressing at the drop of a hat for all of his deals? But
I think he recently yoked. I think the first year.
Big dude.
Yeah, he got big.
Because he's standing next to Aaron Rodgers. And, I mean, he's short. So.
And Mahomes.
Yeah. Oh, he's a muscular State Farm agent. Like, he looks as athletic. Like, he looks like he should be getting a handoff from Aaron Rodgers. His little bowling ball. But what happened to the old Jake from State Farm? Remember the first one?
He made an appearance in, like, one of the first commercials when they introduced
the new Black Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black Jake took over completely.
The guy's wife killed the original
Jake. Yeah. What are you wearing? Khakis? Red shirt? Well, she sounds hideous. Well, she's a guy. But Jake was not, if I remember correctly, maybe I'm remembering it wrong, wasn't a black man, and now they just hired another guy named Jake. And I did when I called State Farm Saturday, spoke to a woman named Kayla, I think, and then she said, hold on, I'm going to set you up with someone else for a second. And that person's name was Jacob. And I'm like, "There, you do eventually have to talk to a Jake from State Farm before it's all over." Yeah, just a great, I mean, all positives, even as cruddy as the flat tire incident was, when the Steelers just beat the brakes off the Browns all day. And Baker Mayfield, I woke up feeling dangerous, and he gets his, and he's moping on the sidelines. And I'm glad that OBJ and Jarvis Landry had a hair doing party earlier in the week. And I'll do purple if you do gray. Okay. And they did their hair together, and then they went and got the brakes beat off of them on Sunday, which was just great.
What day is the hairdo day?
I don't know. Probably Tuesday. That's the player's day
off. That's right.
What color are you going to be, Jarvis?
I'm going to be gray. I'm going to be purple. Oh, boy.
And then they went out in gray and purple.
Throw that helmet down.
And not one catch. They had two targets. That was great. And then you got to yell at my other players with B. Arthur's hair. I tell you right now, look, Golden Girl, I'm not listening to you right now. You spent a whole day not preparing and doing your hair. He had his gray hair
Coach,
for the Cowboys.
Can't make practice today.
Yeah, it's hair day. Jarvis and I are going to do funny colors for our hair. That stuff I love. I just love that. OBJ wants to be taken seriously as a receiver. And he has bad games and he gets all grouchy like he's been there. That's my favorite part about players who just get notoriety for one thing. And he's a good, there's no question he's a talented guy, but he's not done a thing in the NFL. Not a thing. And for some reason, he believes his own hype that he's a leader of the team and he's a veteran of this. He's not. He's done nothing.
And it's everyone else's fault. I mean, it's the quarterback for not getting to him.
When things aren't going well, it's the
O-line.
The
quarterback's just getting crushed.
Yeah, as a Steeler fan, I watched AB bark and yell. And I'm like, hey, you have done nothing. The guy on this team that's won Super Bowls is the one that barks at you. The coach is the one that barks at you. You don't wander around starting to tell everybody what's going to happen here. But watching OBJ and Jarvis Landry, who have a grand total of one winning season under both their belts throughout their careers, starting to act like, you know, I know how things go. And meanwhile, his hair's gray and his best friend's hair's all purple. And I'm like, Barney and B are yelling at you the whole time.
I had to block three plays in a row. Come on.
Just throw it to me. No. OBJ. and Baker and his little and your cousin Charlie Wolf, big Browns fan,
chimed in.
Chimed in yesterday. Text me and he said, it's every game that he did this, and I'm like, Baker Mayfield, the Browns are dumb because he had bruised ribs. And I said they probably shouldn't have even started him today because thinking forward for the season, it's a good team. You don't want to go in and say he's dinged up. Let's put him against a team that just hits quarterbacks like crazy. Probably the best thing to do to rest him. And your nephew texts back, I hope he dies back there. And I'm like, not a fan of Baker Mayfield. And he goes, no. And I'm like, wow, Browns fans are, wow, that's aggressive. But okay. And he almost did. That hit he took from Cam in the second. Oh, what a day.
I was hoping he was wearing the shirt I gave him. It said King of the North and has Baker back there from the Game of Thrones. The Browns made
you
a
got
shirt
in
a couple
that
of
shirt.
Years
well, that's
ago.
What,
oh, like, oh,
that's what Cleveland does. Yeah. They get players and they act the like North. This is it. They started mouthing off all week. This is it. We're different. And the Steelers are going, and we just beat the tar out of them. And your Bears are 5-1 somehow. Yeah. No one's figured that out yet.
They haven't even figured that out yet.
That's a weird.
Nick Foles.
Foles is the answer, and he's all juiced up. Seahawks are. We got a pretty good bunch in here if Brady wasn't here.
Fitzmagic.
don't start bringing up things you're not even supporting. I'm talking about the teams that we all pick.
Joey B's looking strong.
Yeah, he is. He's looking good. No wins. King of the North, Baker Mayfield. How dare you
People
even
wear that?
Idiots.
Not anymore.
Only idiots. I just don't get it. And that's what always bothered me about Cardinal fans. No offense, Cardinal fans. You guys supported a team.
They get chirpy.
You guys got chirpy about stuff. And like Kyler Murray's done nothing. You wouldn't have a King of the West shirt with Kyler Murray when you got to consider the Seahawks and 49ers and Rams. Two of those teams have been to the Super Bowl in the last 2 years. And the Seahawks are a perennial contender. And you start to act like you're the Kyler Murray. It'll be interesting. I will say this. Kyler Murray's going to become a national treasure after tonight because he gets to go up against that Cowboys defense and people are going to see him just light them up. I mean, he's going to light them up. Kyler's going to have 400 yards in the air and 100 on the ground. He's going to kill this team because they can't stop anything, which will be fun. And Andy Dalton's good for 2 picks a game. So if Kyler has any sort of decent game, he should
get pressure on
people
him.
Are going to go nuts. But get used to it because then you're going to start seeing the King of the West shirts with Kyler Murray on them after tonight because they're going to get way too excited about what they see against a really bad defense like the Browns did when they put up 40-something on the Cowboys.
You lost to the Lions.
Exactly. That's how you know your season's gone to hell. Lions took you out. What do you got on the big board of musical treats? Brett.
All right. Brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop, Van Halen. Somebody wanted Lindsey Buckingham, Holiday Road for your vacation this weekend. Static X, Linkin Park, Ghost.
Nope, it's happening. Lindsey Buckingham's Holiday Road is the thing. I should have played that. I should have gotten that on my. Why not? Nothing else on there. Why'd you look at that like that?
Because I missed it. I was
Holiday Road it is. Toledo saw him pointing at it. He's like, okay.
I knew he's queer. He's got that look about him.
What do you mean?
Well, he's got the mask on and the caring, those caring eyes. And then that weird thing he walks around, that plexiglass tube over his head. And his big 6-foot stick, he's poking folks away.
No, they don't laugh.
Work.
That laugh that dude had in the Safeway. The second, and then I go into the Safeway and the first... I was going to grab a cart. You know, more than, I'm like, we're here, we'll get some stuff. So some kid is standing there hand sanitizing the carts.
The buggies?
And I said, and they're kind of pushed out, and he goes, he gives me this look, and he's got a mask. I don't know how he's done it, but half of his nose is showing. He's got one nostril out, and he's looking at me like just dead eyes. And I'm like, is this one all ready to go? Okay. So I pull it out from between, and he just starts looking at me, and I'm like, oh. Because I remember when I used to have a place in Sholo, they hired the very, very special needs.
Best baggers in the world.
One of the baggers begged me to take him out of there.
I said, would you like me to
help? That's kind of what he did.
Please adopt me.
So, the lady's ringing it up, and he's in the thing, and he's like, do you want help to your car? I'm like, no, I got it. Please. I'm like, no, I've got it. And it was, please let me help you. Take me with you. And the lady
blinking
in the thing goes,
in Morse code.
The lady, the ringer upper turns and goes, I told you to stop begging the customers. Like, oh my God.
Wow. There's a note on the receipt.
The boy in the attic. She beats me. I'm like, no, I don't need any help to the car. It's just three or four bags. Please take me with you. No.
I'm gay too.
Like, why does everybody think I'm gay? Not that there's anything wrong with it, but knock it off.
Got another one of those shields?
Yeah.
You got another one of those I'm a homosexual shields? it's not
that.
Clearly it is that. I even saw you shopping for fruit.
God damn it.
Nobody eats fruit up here.
I could shop for fruit.
Except for that weird dude named Skyler.
Yeah, you're gay if you haven't. All right, you ready with Lindsay?
It's downloading.
Okay, yeah, this is perfect. A perfect song. For all of it. And then we were joking about earworms on Friday before I drove up. Songs that make it, we sing them no matter what. And what was the one that I sang?
ABC.
ABC was the, what?
Shoot that poison arrow.
Get about halfway up there, I take a picture and send it to Brady because Shoot That Poison Arrow's on the shuffle. I didn't even know I had it in there. Might have just been suggested, but Shoot That, and I played ABC Shoot That Poison Arrow all the way through Forest Lakes.
Shoot that poison arrow through my heart.
And by the way, we're singing that part when we were goofing on it. The song's like 4.5 minutes long. There's a lot of song in there that you do not want to hear again.
Yeah.
It's a terrible song. And then I have the satellite in that car, too. And a satellite radio to me is just awful. A, it cuts out constantly. B, there's no real good thing on it. But I tried to listen to Hair Nation for a little bit. I am ashamed.
It's brutal.
I'm ashamed of myself for ever liking any of it. Kick Tracy came on.
Oh, no.
I nearly
rules?
Jumped
Come
out
on.
Of the car. I almost jumped out of the car. I'm like, I'm.
What's your problem,
I
man?
Told Megan, I'm like, let's try a little Hair Nation on the. Let's road trip with what. And Cinderella's Gypsy Road is awful. It came on. Kick Tracy came on. And I'm like, I'm leaving the car. Crocus.
Crocus.
What was the
screaming
other?
In
all
the night.
Oh, it's just all of it. One after another was terrible. And I immediately called my friend Chris Cotero and said, we can't be friends anymore. And I just hung up because he loves all that.
What's
stuff.
Wrong with that, bro? That's good
Dude,
stuff.
That's quality music.
It's not just crap you guys play.
It made me appreciate today's rock that we bitch about so much. So much more. Because that is a terrible era for music. It's no
just
wonder.
It just didn't hold up.
It wasn't good then. We have to admit it. It wasn't good then. We were lost in colors and shapes and noise and speedy guitar licks. That's basically all it was write something crappy to show off a guitar player's ability to speed through a solo. But man, was it bad. Terrible. Occasionally. Like Skid Row comes out of that to me. You got a Skid Row song.
Skid Row was good.
Skid Row was good, but this is it. Kick Tracy.
John Burton is headbanging at home right
never
now.
Never heard it.
You're lucky.
I don't remember this one either.
I love this one. But you're right, it doesn't hold up.
I remember there was one when I turned on Hair Nation one time, Britney Fox, Girls School.
Oh, that's
they were like a poor man's Cinderella.
That was such a big video
is,
on
which
MTV.
Which is stretching. Yeah.
On MTV, that was
the video was video. Good, but... Oh.
That chick can sing.
Yeah, there's some
Kick
pretty
Tracy.
Ladies in Kick Tracy, but other than that, she's beautiful. Too bad about her
Oh,
dick.
Yeah, this was terrible.
Oh, no, you're going to girls' school, isn't This is not good road trip music. You have to have a meth habit to like this.
It's poor man's Cinderella.
It is.
And that's just a poor man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's poverty level Cinderella.
The classic shot of the guitarist pointing at the camera.
I realized it, though, while I was listening to this garbage. MTV made this happen because women were hotter.
How many classroom videos
oh,
were
tons.
There?
We wanted to have sex with all the sophomores, no matter how old you were.
Hot for teacher, all
but
of them.
They found a gaggle of the hottest. Whatever happened to the United States? Because in the 80s?
That's why it didn't matter about the
that.
Music.
Look at her.
Look at that. And now we've got these hobbits and the Kardashians running around with their giant anchor asses, and that's hot. This is what This is what sold garbage music to us was classrooms filled with hot girls that looked just like the guys in the bands.
Yeah. This is the reason MTV stopped playing music.
Yeah, well.
After selling us this garbage.
They were right.
Hey, everybody tuned in for a few years.
Oh, yeah. I was in. I loved it because every girl in the video was smoking hot. And now America is just fat. That's an embarrassing amount of of models. Nary a one of them. Gross.
There she is. Oh,
you like that one?
That's
her. Lita likes that one. It was a better time when you used to be able to sing about statutory rape and people celebrated. Ugh. Anyway. The hair's not too big yet either.
Not on the girls. It's bigger on the band.
None of the dudes are. Yeah. And then Adie Bryant. It's good to see that she had work in the 80s. I didn't know she was alive. She's the teacher of the girls' school.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me. K-U-P-D.
You need a ride. But you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No, you need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.